In 2007, the legislature approved a plan that will limit the amount of state aid going to some people with disabilities when it goes into effect on October 15th. There's a United Way chapter that's asking its members to fight those changes. Florida's Agency for Persons with Disabilities, or APD, serves the needs of state residents with developmental disabilities through waivers for services, including Medicaid waivers. Melanie Edders is Communication Director for the APD.
Currently, the APD provides waiver services through two waivers, but the majority of people that are served receive services in an uncapped waiver, and the reality is that that has created a deficit with this agency for the past several years, and the legislature felt that if we were able to have some limitation on the financial, on the amount of money that a person receives for services, then the agency could have some predictability in how much money it would spend each year on providing services.
The budget shortfalls led the legislature to approve a four-tiered system with different caps on benefits. The APD reviewed all 31,000 Floridians with such developmental disabilities as autism, cerebral palsy, mental retardation, and spina bifida, and assigned each person to one of the four tiers. Letters were sent to all of these people to let them know how their waivers would be affected, Edders said.
Three of the four waiver tiers have caps. They have financial limits, which is a new concept for our customers. And out of the 31,000 people that receive services through APD, about 7,500 will have to reduce some level of service because of a financial cap.
Edders said the APD used specific factors to decide how each person would be assigned to one of the tiers.
It is very specific criteria based on various things like whether the individual lives in their own home, or if they live with their family, or if they live in a group home. So there are a variety of factors, and also the level of need of that person, whether their physical medical condition is considered intensive or moderate or just mild. So there are many, many factors that determine which tier the individual would fall into.
The United Way of Palm Beach County is encouraging people whose services will be reduced because of the new tiered system to appeal, according to Scott Badish, their president and CEO.
We feel at the United Way of Palm Beach County that there is some evidence to suggest that this is not being done consistently throughout the state. People on one level may be, people with similar need, two people with similar needs may be getting different assessment results. And there is an option to appeal, and we are trying to get the word out to people who are going to be negatively impacted by having less services to appeal that decision.
Badish said he also wants to send a message to the APD that cutting services to people with disabilities is not the way to balance a budget.
We're also asking and encouraging the people, the State Department that oversees the Medicaid waiver for people with disabilities, to recognize that that the need to balance a budget cut along with the need to assure the safety and protection of people with disabilities and provide the services is a delicate balancing act, but it can't be done, we believe, in the way it's being done.
WMNF asked Badish if this was an unusual step for a group like his.
Yes and no. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things United Way, Palm Beach County does and United Ways do is, you know, we oftentimes have to be the voice for those who don't have the ability to be active in promoting their needs. The impact of this decision is going to be severely felt by agencies that serve people with disabilities because there'll be less money to provide valuable service to these individuals. And we believe that's the role all agencies in the communities need to play.
Melanie Edders of the APD said that people have a right to a fair hearing with an administrative law judge who does not have the power to overturn the law, only to rule whether the law was applied by the APD correctly.
We anticipate that we will have some individuals who will file for fair hearings. The law has been passed, and it's been on the books for more than a year. And so this effort will not change the law. The tiers will go into effect on October 15th.
Trey Littlefield is Director of Government and Media Relations for PARC, which is an organization in St. Petersburg serving people with developmental disabilities. He estimates that more than half of the 400 PARC clients who now receive a Medicaid waiver will lose benefits under the new tiered system.
Through our own determinations, which are more of guesstimates at this point because we're going on some criteria for the tiers. We've determined that about 250 people that we serve out of those 400 are going to take service reductions. Some of those people are going to have reductions up to 70%, we're determining. So they're losing 70% of their service dollars.
Littlefield said that after the tiered system goes into effect, some people who receive services from Park will be taken care of in group homes, but others will see their services drastically cut.
A lot of them live in small, you know, mom-and-pop group homes. They're going to have to give up services, and basically they're going to be sequestered to their homes. They're not going to have the services that were there before that are going to get them out to the community. Their community supports their adult day training, their supported employment. A lot of those things are going to go away. We are taking a major step backwards as far as having people with developmental disabilities being represented in the community.
Littlefield said that he expects people to receive the letters from the APD this week or next, telling them which tier they fall into and whether they might lose services. They have 10 days to appeal the decision to the Division of Administrative Hearings. Littlefield said that Park is seeking attorneys who are willing to provide pro bono or reduced rate assistance for people whose benefits are capped. You can learn more about the state's Agency for Persons with Disabilities at apd.myflorida.com or about Park at park-fl.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.